This is Interlock in Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Recently on All Things Considered, we heard about a nasal spray called Naloxone, or Narcan, that can be a lifesaver for someone suffering from certain drug overdoses. It has to be administered fast, so there's a push in Massachusetts and elsewhere to get that medicine into the hands of law enforcement. Well, in Michigan, one northern county has decided to lead the way. Now with me is Benzie County Sheriff Ted Shendell, whose 10 officers now carry Narcan. Hi, Sheriff.
Hi, how are you? Nice to be with you today.
Thanks for joining us. So can you back up and explain a little bit about how you decided to buy this drug and put it into the hands of your officers?
Well, unfortunately, Benzie County has experienced a rash of overdose deaths for this small community. And one in particular, Justin Smith, passed away from an overdose of heroin. And I was shortly contacted via Facebook by his sister, who gave me some information about this life-saving drug called Narcan. Now, obviously, when a family member passes on, it affects that family significantly. And his sister is now on a crusade to educate as many people as possible about the effects of heroin and how it can kill you. So when she gave me that information, I took that information. I also had a class that we attended that was put on by the mental health people from Manistee and Benzie. And in that class, we learned that Quincy, Massachusetts was using Narcan to help, you know, save people's lives. So I basically said, if they can do it, why can't we? And, you know, this is something that, if we can save somebody's life, it's worth doing. It's a fairly safe drug. It has no side effects. You could use it on you or me, and it wouldn't affect us at all. Basically, what it is time is of the essence in an overdose, and oftentimes law enforcement is there first. So if we can administer, and it's basically a nasal spray, we can spray it directly into the nose and reverse the effects and bring people from death's door.
And does this work with all kinds of overdoses or specifically with heroin?
It only works with opiates. And heroin is an opiate, but there are other medications that people get, prescription drugs such as oxycodone, Demerol, any of those painkillers, it will work.
I understand that in recent years, its prescription drug abuse had been on the rise and that may be contributing to a bigger heroin problem around the region.
Oh. Most definitely. You basically nailed it on the head. It's because of the overuse of prescription medication that has led to this heroin epidemic that we're experiencing all over Michigan.
Is this an expensive drug?
And that's why heroin is on the rise. It is not an expensive drug, and it's readily available on the black market. And people are continually wanting to chase the high, so and rather than get the prescription drugs, they move over to heroin and don't realize the effects of how potent heroin can be.
And when you talked about a rash of overdoses, Benzie County is a small county. How many are you talking?
We've had four overdoses in the last year and a half. We're a county of 18,000, and as far as I'm concerned, that's four too many.
And how many of those do you think you were there in time that had the officers have had this nasal spray on them that the outcome may have been different?
Well, you know, we'd be speculating, but I'm thinking that two of them, we might have been able to save someone's lives. So anything going forward, if we're on scene and there's a possibility our deputies are going to administer the drug, and at the very least it's going to buy time for that individual so that when EMS gets there, they can adequately, if they need to, possibly even give them some more.
Do you think other counties in the region or around the state will follow suit?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. My phone has been ringing off the hook. Getting calls from all over the state of Michigan. Petoskey, Saginaw, received a call from the Oakland County Sheriff's Office down near Detroit, and has recently just received information from Traverse City PD that they are interested in doing it as well. So it's a snowball effect, but I think it's something that we as law enforcement should do. We are public servants. We're here to help people, and if we can save their lives, this is something, it's a no-brainer for me.
Once again, that's Benzie County Sheriff Ted Shendell. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Enjoy your day.
Deputies in Benzie County are now carrying the nasal spray Narcan. It's considered a magic overdose drug if it's administered quickly. The nasal spray was purchased by Benzie County EMS at $21 a dose, about $250 total. This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen.